Spot that salvation for all people, training us to renounce ungodliness and worldly possessions and to live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives in the present age, waiting for our blessed hope, the appearing of the glory of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us to redeem us from all lawlessness and to purify from himself people for his own possession who are zealous for good works. Declare these things. Exhort and rebuke with all authority. Let no one disregard you. Now that's mine. It's something that many in the church have abandoned. Declare these things. Exhort and rebuke with all authority. Let no one disregard you. We're called in Scripture yet God used that to his glory, because while John Bunyan was in prison, he wrote a little book that I talk about every now and then, you may have heard of it, called The Pilgrim's Progress, which ended up being one of the, probably the top five, I can't remember exactly where, but other than the Bible, it's one of the top published books of all time in history. You can't get it ready, you should, but I think the modern English version is even understand it, because it's kind of hard to understand the original language. But, it's a link in English, but it's the old 1600 English, so. But John Bunyan is another example. And then there's Tyndale, who translated the Bible, and Luther, who translated the Bible into German, and these people who faced a lot of persecution and even threats of death in order to get the Word of God out to people where they could read it on their own. We have William Wilberforce, I mentioned him last week, a man of God who stood against a lot of powerful entities to try to get slavery ended. And slavery was a business. And when you mess with big business, you put a target on your back. Just ask anyone who's tried to legislate or tried to get legislation passed that would hurt some big business, and they will tell you. Some give up because it's like, I'm not a fan of the military that go against this. But William Wilberforce was strong. And he went through a lot of trials to get to that time where slavery was timely. And then in our own time, just in the past few months here, two of my very favorite preachers have died. Now, one died from old age, lived a good long life, John MacArthur. The other died just on Thursday, Gordon Goffman, who's only 56. John MacArthur, he had a lot of people that hated him. A lot of people loved him, too. But the people that were involved in the state government of California, where his church was, they tried to shut him down, literally. He went on CNN and rebuked the governor for some of the immoral things that were happening in that state. He was bold. And he had a lot of people attacking him for that. He was very hated by the world. And Gordon Goffman as well. He spoke some big truths that people didn't want to handle. And he called people to righteousness, which some people don't want to hear. And as I was thinking about that, this is the quote that seemed to come up the most from Gordon Goffman, but put it on the screen here. He was pretty famous for this quote. A lot of people are re-quoting him. We cannot continue to send our children to Caesar for their education and be surprised when they come home as well. He was a great advocate that parents need to disciple their children. And that's what we're trying to do here at Oasis Church with our B6. We want to make sure that our kids aren't going to come back and home. We have primary responsibility to make sure that they understand the ways of the Lord. We're called to teach and disciple our own children, yes, but we're also called to be growth hold proclaimers to unbelievers in our world. We are to challenge philosophies that go against God's word. We are to speak out for the truth and the morality of the scriptures. We are to be aware of the cost of this, and yet weighing the cost to gladly give it all for Christ. We are to consider the problems we may face from the God of this world, Satan, but be bold to honor the true God. We are to be aware of our weaknesses and at the same time plead with the Lord for his